Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Jacqueline Severin hosts the webcast Making a Living for South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and she's joining us now for a recap of the Veterans in Business episode, which you can find online. Jackie Severin, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about the unemployment rate for veterans and how that's looking right now.
That's one big takeaway from this panel that I found was that the unemployment rate is going down for veterans. So that's, you know, obviously great news. The latest numbers we have from the U.S. Department of Labor, and these are not seasonally adjusted, but they're from December 2018. The national unemployment rate was 3.9%. The veteran unemployment rate was 3.2%. So it's kind of steadily going down, which is great. In South Dakota, the latest numbers we have are from December of 2017, but the veteran unemployment rate in our state was 2.5%. So we're doing pretty good, especially in South Dakota.
And let's talk about veteran business owners, because there's some challenges there and there's some opportunities. What kind of numbers do we have in South Dakota?
Absolutely. And so unfortunately, there's not an organization that's keeping track specifically of all veteran-owned businesses, but one organization that does keep track is the federal government. So we had on our panel Corrine Doherty. She's with the Procurement Technical Assistance Center, or PTAC, and they help small businesses get government contracts. And she says 188 South Dakota veteran-owned businesses are registered to do business with the government, and that compares pretty well with other states of our size, and actually it's probably a little bit more than other states of our similar population. And it does, she says, Doherty says that that does skew more towards older veterans rather than younger veterans, and so maybe that's just something that we can keep an eye on. But all the panelists said, you know, that could just because younger veterans have the GI Bill and they're probably taking advantage of that after their military service and going back to school first.
Sure.
Rather than jumping in and starting their own business. Also, a lot of those veterans, even the older veterans, they decided to get jobs first or had apprenticeships, and then later on in their life decided to start their own businesses, and maybe those younger veterans are kind of taking that track too. But obviously veterans have great qualities to own their own businesses. They all have a lot of great training and skills. And Doherty, again, she's with the South Dakota PTAC program, says, you know, because of their military background, veteran business owners are really well equipped to do business with the government.
You know, in the government contracting world, there's a lot of red tape. There's a lot of rules, regulations. The veteran is very well prepared to go through, whether it's even government contracting or even starting your own business, understanding structure, understanding that there are steps you need to take, understanding chains of command, understanding what they need to do. Those are all little traits and tasks that they're able to do very well because of their military background. Most veterans have, when I describe some of the red tape that they need to go through, they're, oh yeah, I'm familiar with that. I've done that before. I understand it. It doesn't stop them. It doesn't provide a barrier to them. They just look at it as another step, which I think is a little bit different maybe than the general public.
I like that. That's a totally great description of the veteran experiences. We understand how to go through red tape.
Yeah.
So what sort of resources are available for veteran startups and veteran-owned businesses?
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of resources out there. One big resource is the Small Business Administration, and we had Dave Pulse on our panel. He was from the SBA here in Sioux Falls, and they have a lot of programs. They have Boots to Business training that does marketing and business plans and does a whole training program for veterans who want to start their own businesses. That's specifically for veterans who have just finished their military service. They have a similar program called Veteran Reboot, which is the same kind of similar training, but those are for that's for veterans who have been out of the service for a while and are thinking about starting their own business. There's a new program called the Veterans Business Outreach Center, and there's a Veterans Business Outreach Center of the Dakotas, specifically for North Dakota and South Dakota. And they help veterans, again, with their business plans and marketing and all that stuff you need to know to start your own business. And then, obviously, a great resource is just the local SBA offices throughout the state. And they help, obviously, anybody who wants to start their own business. And they have great loan programs. They help people get loans and funding for their businesses. And specifically for veterans, they waive those fees to enter into those loan programs and get funding. Mm-hmm. And then there is the South Dakota PTAC, and that is something that we just talked about earlier, but there is any veteran that wants to do business with the government, that is the place to go. The Corrine Doherty says the U.S. government is really focusing on trying to get businesses, do contracts with businesses and veteran business owners. And they set aside programs, and they set aside 3% of their contracts for specifically veterans who have a service-connected disability.
So let's talk about what employers need to be aware of when a veteran comes home from deployment and they're trying to reintegrate into their jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. We had Jay Litzenberg on the panel. He's with the South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation. And he says, a challenge that many veterans face is not having, that regimented schedule when they come back and somebody always telling them, where they should be and where to go. And Litzenberg says that they just may need, space to adjust back to their civilian life.
The biggest thing you understand is it's a challenge from going to that mindset to this. You're still going to have a great employee, but sometimes they just need a little bit of time. And as well as having flexibility as far as if they have VA appointments or appointments with everybody else, just to have that flexibility and understand that they're going to be a great employee. They are a great employee to have. It's just you need to be flexible with them.
So how about support for veterans business owners coming back from deployment? Because that's a whole different game.
Yeah, that could be challenging, right? If you're a business owner and, you might get behind on some bills. Dave Pulse with the Small Business Administration says there are resources available through the SBA for veteran business owners who need assistance because they were deployed.
If you have somebody who owns a business and then has been deployed, we do have a loan program, and this is the Military Reservist Economic Injury Loan Program. It's handled through our Disaster Assistance Center. Maybe they got a little bit behind on some bills, and they need some cash to pay their bills. Because, if they're a small business, they're vendors that they get the product from, and whether they're manufacturing, they get behind, they need to pay off those bills and to those vendors so that they can continue to get products. And so we have that loan program that is available to them. That is the only program that we have through the Economic Injury Disaster Program, where that is direct funding. And so that program can be utilized not to replace lost sales, not to replace profits, but to help them get caught up on some of the bills that they may have gotten behind because they've been serving their country overseas.
And Jacqueline, one of the things that we notice on the show a lot as we talk with veterans and people who from the state veterans office is that so many veterans don't take advantage of the resources that we have. So we encourage you to go online and find Making a Living Veterans in Business with Jacqueline Severin. You can watch the whole program there. Coming up next, February 28th, the next Making a Living in 30 seconds. Tell us about it.
Yep. We're focusing on 5G and also rural internet. And that's going to be, again, February 28th at 4:30 p.m. here in the studio. Join us. We love it when you're here in the studio. If you can't watch it, go online and watch it at sd.net.
Jacqueline Severin, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.